Are you laughing, Beyonce? Are you laughing, Beyonce?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And I'm your host, Tariq Nasheed, also known as Mr. King Flex. And I'm glad to have everybody back on the show. We're going to chop up good game as usual. On today's show, I'm going to read listeners' emails. That's always a fun thing to do. And as usual, I am flowing straight from the survival scrolls. And today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. And it's also brought to you by Player Be Played and The Mac Within. Those are two of my books that you can pick up at Amazon.com and any bookstore around the world. And chop up good game. And today's show is going to be a weekend show. This show is for the weekend. I normally don't do shows on the weekend, but this show is going to hold everybody over to the weekend, because motherfuckers be getting violent when I don't do shows. Let me explain to you cats, man. I'm supposed to do the show 3 days a week. Normally I do them like every day, 5 days a week. Sometimes I might do them 6 days a week, but technically I'm supposed to do 3 shows a week. And when I don't do shows, I be getting angry emails from motherfuckers. I'm like, God damn, I got a life, y'all. You know, I try to serve up good game, but, you know, bear with me. I'm with you. I'm not leaving you. I'm here. We're here. We're going to chop it up. And don't forget to check out the United Players of America website at UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com, OfficialUPA.com. You can chop up good game with me and my assistant Max, Creole GQ, Mr. King Tut, Telly, and The Flash. The Flash is going to be a new addition to the UPA crew. And it's college season right now. School is letting back in. I'm getting a lot of emails from my college players out there. Now, you colleges, man, I'm doing a lot of lectures this winter and this fall around schools around the country. Now, you black schools, man, y'all need to get it together. Y'all do like the white schools. See, white schools, they want me to come out. They send the check. We're good to go. Black schools call up. They got to do a fish fry, a car wash, a bake sale and shit. I do a lecture with them, and they handed me money in a paper bag. God damn. So step it up, black colleges. I would love to come on out there and chop it up with you guys, too. So step up, step it up. I'm going on the road this summer, so if y'all want me to come to your city, chop up game, you got to holler at me. Go to the kingflex.org website or call the toll-free number 888-24-K-FLEX. And call for business purposes only. If you guys want to just leave a voice message just to give a shout-out, go to my MySpace page and there is a voicemail box, and there's a number that you can call and just leave a shout out, and I might play some of those on the show. So anyway, let's get to some of the emails. I got an email from a young lady named Ashley out of New York, and Ashley wanted to know about older men dating younger women. And Ashley wanted to know this because Ashley is dating a 40-year-old guy and she's 25. So the age difference isn't as dramatic as I thought it was going to be. And I saw Ashley's picture, and actually, Ashley is a pretty decent looking young lady, real cute. And she asked me my opinion about older men dating younger women. Is it cool? Is it normal? Yes, it is normal. It's very normal for women to date men that are older than them. It's abnormal for older women to date younger guys. Biologically, it's more prudent for women to date men who are older, because biologically, women are 7 years more mature than men. women mature faster than men. Even in puberty, women mature faster. So it's natural for a woman to date an older man just for knowledge. Women look for leadership skills in men. Older men have, you know, knowledge, wisdom. And women subconsciously look for that. And a lot of older men have that. And I always say when men get older, their stock increases. If you look at like People magazine and they talk about the 50 sexiest men, they always talk about men who are 40 plus. The men who get voted into those magazines are like the George Clooney's, the Brad Pitt's, the Denzel's, the Harrison Ford's, the Mel Gibson's, Sean Connery's. You know, Sean Connery's like, what, 100? So when men get older, they become more desirable to women because men become very comfortable with themselves. They get very distinguished. And women like that in a man. So to you, Ashley, there's nothing wrong with dating a guy. And he's not that old. 40, you know, when you said you were dating an older guy, like I told you in the email, I emailed you back. I thought you would like date one of them Anna Nicole sugar daddies, the way you were talking. I mean, that's not, you know, that big of a difference. I know a lot of 40-year-old guys dating women in their 20s, especially, you know, men of means. So I think your question might be more of a statement about yourself. I think you might be feeling that you're getting older because you're finding more mature men attractive, or you're finding yourself more compatible with older guys. So you might be thinking, well, damn, am I getting older? You're just getting more mature. When I notice women, especially women in their 20s, dating guys younger than them or guys their same age, usually those women are kind of goofy. Usually these women have like a brother-sister relationship with the dude. You know, so whenever I see women who date older guys, usually, you know, they have a pretty decent head on their shoulders. But I always question women, you know, if I meet a 22-year-old woman, she's dating a 21-year-old dude, about every 100% of the time, that woman is on some goofy shit. And that's just my opinion. That's from my observations. So anyway, I got another email from a brother named Sean on MySpace, and he emailed me talking about prenups, like, Tariq Nasheed, what's your opinion on prenuptial agreements during marriage? And he noted a recent story about an Indiana Pacer basketball player named Steven Jackson. And some people might be familiar with this. Steven Jackson, basketball player, he was going to get married. And he told his wife that he wanted her to sign a prenup. And the wife refused, or the bride-to-be refused. And Steven Jackson called off the wedding. That's me clapping. See, I applaud you, Steven Jackson. It's about time some of you cats had balls. You did the absolute right thing. That was absolutely correct. You should not have gotten married to that chick. You shouldn't fuck with her. You did the right thing, Steve. If you ever get with a female, especially if you're a man of means, Steven Jackson, he just signed like, a $50 million contract. If you're a man of means, you got to protect your business. You're running a business. All that love shit that these women be telling you, you can't go for that. No matter how it may make you seem with your female audience, man, if you're a man of means, you can't afford to risk your lifestyle like that. You can't afford to risk your estate like that. You got to be smart about it. This guy was smart. And the fact that this woman didn't want to sign a prenup, that showed her agenda, and he correctly kicked her to the curb. Now, I wish Doug Christie had balls like that. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you cats are familiar with Doug Christie. He's another basketball player who lets his wife dominate him. Now, Doug Christie is pussy-whipped beyond belief. Doug Christie is almost like masochistic with the way his wife pussy-whoops him. I think he gets some kind of some kind of sexual rush, some type of sexual gratification out of having his wife just really degrade him like that. Because Doug Christie's wife, she follows the team bus on the road. She don't let Doug Christie talk to female reporters. When he's playing ball, they have like hand signals that they give to each other. He's on the court giving this bitch "I love you" hand signals. I mean, this nigga is gone. Pussy whoop beyond belief. And Doug Christie's wife ain't even a fucking dime. That's the shit that kills me. But hey, to each his own. If this nigga, he likes that. Nobody's pussy whooped like that by accident. This dude gets off on having this woman bust his balls like that. I'm sorry, that's my opinion on it. I think he gets off on that, because that shit is just too extreme. But nevertheless, if you are in a relationship with a young lady, you sitting on some money, even if you're not sitting on money, nigga, even if you got a shoebox full of food stamps, nigga, sign a prenup. Those are your stamps. God damn it. Shit. And watch out for those women who try to do the marriage hustle. See, women hustle with marriage. With women, they preach love, but women are about business when it comes to marriage, man. And marriage is a business. Don't get it twisted. That shit is a business. A marriage license has the same stamp and seal of a business license. It's the same thing. So you got to be about your business. Because people will say they love you all day. And when guys hear love, they think that the woman is going to be down with them forever when y'all hear that love shit. But love is very fickle, fellas. Love changes like the weather. These women talking about they love you, they love you, they love you, they love you. And when the divorce proceedings come into play, it's like, who is this bitch? She's taking you for everything you have. Where's the love then? Remember, it's all about respect. Respect is number one. Respect is always stronger than love. And as a true Mac, you always go for your respect first. Your respect will save you. Love is very fickle. Females will turn on people that they love at the drop of a hat. But you're not so prone to turn on somebody that you respect. Respect goes a long way. And I cannot stress that enough with my fellow players out there. It's all about getting your respect. And you watch out for some of these women, man. I know women don't want to sign prenups. And then when they get married, they want to have these hyphenated names. And that's another thing. That shit is crazy. I would never marry a woman who wants to keep her little hyphenated name. Like Linda Smith Johnson or Tanya Jenkins Hardy. Get the fuck out of here. When women do that, that's like a sign of rebellion. That's like them saying to you, the nonverbal message is, they're not going to submit to you 100%. They're going to be their own individual when they take on that hyphenated name shit. That's very disrespectful. And I know a lot of women in Hollywood like that. These behind the scenes women. Now, the only exception for the hyphenated name is if a woman is using her name as a marquee value. Her name is like a brand, like a Jada Pinkett Smith. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she wants to keep her name. She's built up a brand for her name. Or like Star Jones Reynolds. You know, as much of a hot mess as she and her husband is, you know, she still built a brand with her name. So I can understand her doing the hyphenated name. That's the only exception. But if you got Shaquita, who works at Popeye's fucking chicken, and that bitch wants to get a hyphenated name when you get married, leave her ass at Popeye's chicken. Because that's a sign of rebellion when a woman doesn't want to fully take your last name. Don't ever go for that, guys. You better not let me catch you with a wife with a hyphenated name and that bitch ain't famous. Because goddammit, if I marry Tyra Banks, that bitch is going to be Tyra Nasheed. No hyphenated name. I don't give a damn what your marquee value is. You're going to change that shit you fuck with me. So a few years from now, when y'all see Oprah Nasheed, you know who did it, nigga. That's my money, goddammit. That's our money, Oprah. It ain't gonna be no us and us, our money here, my money there, your money. No, fuck that. If we get married, this is all my shit. That's how you gotta be with it. Just gangster with it, nigga. Anyway, I got another email from a dude. This brother's name is Corey. And Corey sent an email on MySpace, and I gotta kind of decipher some of this shit. So I tell you, some people send me emails and they don't be putting no commas and no periods in it, and I gotta decipher this shit. Reading is fundamental. Anyway, Corey sent an email. He said, "Dear Tariq Nasheed, I used to be real happy with my bitch, but she caught me cheating. And well, you know the story. Hell, she didn't even catch me. Her brother's wife heard about it and told her, so he had dry snitching by proxy going on." And the letter goes on to say, "So now all my partners think I'm a pussy because they come over to the crib to watch a game with me, and my lady always finds some reason to talk shit to me in front of my friends. Now at first, they were all tripping on me because my lady has 4 kids from a previous relationship, or previous relationships, plural. She got 4 kids from previous relationships, and she is older than me. The letter goes on to say, "I do my thing, Tariq. I take care of the kids. I pay all the bills. I go to school and work, and I still have a healthy social life. I would like to just ask this. How can I get her to forget, or at least forgive me? I mean, we're still fucking. She hasn't moved out, but she claims that we're broke up. What am I to do?" Signed, Corey." Now, there's a few things wrong with this situation. Number one, I don't condone cheating. If you're going to be a true player, play the game correctly. You play the game fair. Be a player, not a cheater. The definition of a cheater is a direct contradiction of a player. If you're cheating, you're not playing. If we're playing basketball and the motherfucker just grabs the ball and just starts running down the court without dribbling and then shoots a basket and say, "Hey, I got 2 points. That's not a player. That nigga cheated. He's playing by his own little bullshit set of rules. He's not even playing with the rules that's on the field, so he's not even in our category. And it's the same thing with niggas who bullshit and play little bullshit games with these broads and then ask, "What am I to do?" Nigga, you're not playing by player rules. You're going against the grain. This is why you're going to have problems. When y'all niggas go against the grain and don't build up your level of respect, you don't get respect cheating. You get respect playing the game fairly and letting the chips fall where they may. That's why your lady is talking fucked up to you. And also, that's why you're fucking with low caliber broads. The main question is, why are you fucking with a bitch who has 4 kids by different dudes? There's nothing fly about that. And you taking care of the kids? What the fuck is that, man? Is the game that slow for you? It sounds like one of those situations I talked about the other day. I did a show for women about cheaters, and I spoke about the rebellious child cheater, which is the kind of guy who's in a relationship with the woman who's domineering, and the guy has a mother-child relationship with the woman, and he lashes out of rebellion. That's what you're doing, Corey. You're in a mother-child relationship with this woman. This woman is one of those maternal, domineering-ass females who has a bunch of kids, so she's always in mother mode. And basically, you're taking on the role of one of her other kids. And she treats you like one of her kids, and in order to rebel and lash out against this bitch, you'll sneak out with other broads. That's what you're doing. you're doing some rebellious child cheating just to show that you're your own man. And that shit is petty, man. You're playing little petty bullshit games with yourself. You want to show that you're a man? You want to show yourself that you're a man? Get the fuck away from that bitch with four kids. Some old broad. And I don't even know how old you guys are. I sent you an email today asking your age and you didn't respond back. So I'm not sure how old this female is, and I'm not sure how young you are, but you sound pretty young. And you said the broad didn't move out. Well, the thing is, her options are very limited. There are not too many dumbass dudes trying to shack up with no bitch with four kids. You know, these women know when they found a dumbass dude. And you're being a dumbass dude, Corey, and that's tough love. So you got to step your game up, player. And I'm going to do a show next week about brothers stepping their game up, because I'm sick and tired of seeing brothers with these booger wolf looking bitches when I know you can do better. We got a lot of raggedy ass women walking around here. And I was emailing somebody about this today. There's a bunch of raggedy ass bitches out here now. And the reason why they're so raggedy is because dudes will still fuck with them. So a lot of these women have no incentive to step their shit up. They can be raggedy and get all the play in the world. That's why we're creating a movement. If the guys kept their standards up, the women will pull their standards up. Back in the day, you know, raggedy bitches had to go underground. They're like little roaches. They had to go to certain spots to get play. Because niggas would sport a certain type of broad. Now, just it's normal to be raggedy as hell. And niggas will fawn over these raggedy bitches. So, fellas, you really got to step your shit up. And like I said, we're going to do a show next week about how to keep your standards high, stepping your game up. And as far as you, Corey, man, start getting your money on. You can do better than an old bitch with four kids. Now, I understand some women, you meet them, they have kids. Some women who have kid or kids are cooler than women with no kids. You know, I've dated women who had a child. But one is my limit. And I'm skeptical about that, actually. You know, but I've dated a couple of women, you know, who've had kids. One kid is understandable under the right circumstances. You know what I'm saying? Now, when a woman has like two kids, I'm really cool. Three kids, totally out the question. Four kids, I won't even have a conversation with that bitch. I don't want none of her dick residue to get on me, because that's a lot of dick in your life. So, fellas, stop rolling with broads like this. And she talking to you crazy? You got a broad older than you with four kids talking to you fucked up. Nigga, it don't get that bad. And I ran into a friend of mine at the club the other night. And they're from out of town. And they pointed out these broads that they had at their house the other day. They were like, yo, man, we had these girls at the crib and they're here at the club. I'm like, okay, where are the girls at? And they pointed them out. And them bitches look like some shit from Star Wars. I'm like, playa, what the fuck? Why, dude? Why did y'all hook up with those bras? He was like, well, man, you know, shit, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, nigga, it don't ever get that fucking late to fuck a bitch who looks like a mud duck. It don't get that late. If it gets that late, nigga, just go to bed. If it gets so late where you about to stick your dick up in a bitch who looks like a burnt up raccoon, nigga, just go to sleep. Drink some milk and turn it in for the night before you dial that number. I know how niggas' standards get low at night. The later it gets, the lower your standards get. And I've always said this. At 7 o'clock, you calling the bitches who look like Holly Berry. If they're not available. At 9 o'clock, you call the bitches who look like Janet Jackson. If she's not available. At 10 o'clock, you call the bitches who look like Naomi Campbell. And at midnight, you start calling bitches who look like Tevin Campbell. Don't let it get like that, fellas. Charge that shit to the game. You know what? It's too late. I'm about to go to sleep. Keep your standards up. Busting a nut ain't that fucking serious, nigga. Jack off. Read a book, nigga. Put on a Kurt Franklin CD and rebuke the lust demons or something. God damn, niggas. Stop running up after these raggedy broads. Uphold your standards. Value yourself as a man and value your dick, fellas. You feel me? Anyway, that's been a weekend edition of Mac Lessons Radio. I'm your wonderful, gracious host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed. What's up to all my ladies out there? A lot of ladies listen to the show about Game for Women Week. I got a lot of support from the ladies, and I love you ladies very much. And I love my players out there. Keep on spreading the word about the show, and we're getting some TV stuff together too. I still want some ideas from everybody. I want to get some of your feedback on the type of shows that you would like to see me do and put together. Some real dignified shit. Nothing goofy. It's too much goofy cooning shit, and I did a show about cooning the other day. But I'm trying to put some real fly shit together that's going to be entertaining and funny without being on some coon shit. Because in Hollywood, they're green lighting every piece of bullshit that they can find as far as niggas. And I can't do no soul plane type shit. And for all you niggas who said Soul Plane was cool, are you fucking retarded? Before I saw that movie, I would get a lot of feedback from it, and people were like, yeah, we got the bootleg. It's funny as hell. That's the worst fucking movie ever. Soul Plane is the only movie where I made the motherfuckers give me my money back. I went to Universal City to watch that. I left halfway through the movie and got my money back. That's the only time I did that. I was offended by that shit. That's the only time I did it. I was totally offended by that movie. It was fucking awful. It was embarrassing. But I digress. Anyway, MacLessons.com, MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Check out the MySpace page. Go to Amazon.com, get Player Be Played and The Mac Within. And I'm going to holler at you, Macs and Macettes, later on. Peace.